questions.
The little east jaunt, hit up Montreal, then Toronto, and then New York, and then back up to Montreal.
Nice.
Played a show in each spot. Pretty fun. Some small gigs, some fun gigs.
Did you play live? Or did you play records or what?
Just records this time around.
Nice. I guess that'd be like a lot of gear to lug around.
Yeah, I've done it in the past, but it was border. Don't really have a visa.
Yeah, that's like a real sketchy look. You're like, I just have all this gear. Like, what do you intend on doing in our country? I'm like, hanging out with this gear.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go over well.
I've been told by some elders that the one good excuse is, I'm going to record with my friend.
Oh.
Is like the way to go over the border.
Interesting.
That's how he used to do it in the 90s. I don't know if it works.
Yeah, the 90s was probably like way different.
Yeah.
Just like, sure, come in, you're good. Now they're just like, what do you want with us?
Yeah, that's some advice from some like Canadian indie CanCon legend band.
Was it Wolf Mother?
Might as well.
Was it Jesse from Mastercraft? Tight. which show was your favorite? Like, which city did you enjoy the most?
I think I had the most fun playing in Toronto with my buddy Roberto. I got at least one track for Roberto to play.
Nice.
That was the funnest. It was a nice small thing. The party in Montreal was like a big banging after hours sort of vibe.
Ooh wee.
A little bit more stressful. yeah. It was fun, but
who did you play with in Montreal?
I played with my friend Igor from Blue Hawaii.
Okay.
And actually the other half, Raph, who's a singer in that band. She played the best set that night.
Sweet.
It was pretty sick. She played from like 5 till 6.
Woo.
To close off the party, and it was pretty best set.
Sounds like some late night vibes.
Yeah, and then as well as this girl MLB, Mary Laurence.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Nice.
Played like a pretty sick 80s like pop disco set earlier in the evening.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Sweet. Do you have anything else? Are you working on any music or anything like that right now? Anything coming out?
I got some stuff in the pipeline, maybe.
Okay. Very vague with it.
Yeah. Hope. It was played in a mix by the label a while back, a couple weeks ago, that said, hopefully forthcoming, so.
Well, I'm going to knock on some wood to hope it comes out.
But it's up to me right now.
So oh, okay.
It's not their hopeful. It's their hopeful
for
that
you.
You're
the ball's in your court.
The ball's in my court.
Nice.
And I'm dribbling. Little fumbles, but.
Nice, cool.
Yeah.
Any shout-outs you want to do before you get on?
Shout-out to the Cheap and Deep boys who are booking me to play in Seattle this Sunday for a little afternoon ambience.
Oh, afternoon delight.
Yeah, doing a little hybrid DJ live set.
Nice, and where are you playing in Seattle?
I don't know. It says the Sunroom on the Facebook event.
Okay.
I believe it's like a backyard sunroom in someone's house, so like a house party vibe.
That's really tight. If you're in Seattle, look out for the sunroom.
Yeah.
See your boy play there. Weekend events? Talk about the weekend.
What's happening, Zia?
I don't know.
What am I missing out?
Yeah, because you're not going to be here.
Yeah.
December 2nd is SFV Acid from LA and Regular Fantasy from Victoria, I guess now, are playing it. Well, from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Are playing at Val, so like that's a thing on Friday. That's basically it. Saturday is a bit more of a banger. Kyle Hall is playing in the Basement of Celebrities that's gonna be a good one. The one and only Florist, which will be dope. And then
I like that guy.
Yeah, that guy's all right.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll hang out with him every now and then. And then there's a Wild Zero happening at an undisclosed location. And then finally, there's a Side Chick happening. That's my party. Rapping R&B vibes in the projection room, so
yeah, it's pretty good too.
Yeah, it's all right.
Been there a couple times.
Yeah. So like, I mean, there's a lot of options depending on what you're feeling.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Levi.
I'm gonna hop on the
DJ Leaves has the hour
on the discs.
Get into it.
Yeah.
Keep it locked.
I've been out here walking and talking to myself for about 4 hours now. Love is really a hurting thing. Hey, man. Hey, brother, what's going on? All right. He's got his woman over there. But mine's at home. What time is it? Damn, almost 12:45. I'm gonna walk up here and see what's going on up here at this discotheque. There's always something going on in there. What becomes of a broken hearted? Oh, baby. This looks like the place. Everybody's going in. Let me step on up here.
Picked this up in Kamloops the other weekend. Shout out Kamloops, shout out Sex Tags. What up?
Thank you. Thank you. DJ said it had to end because I'm always on my phone and the line is always busy. He says he can get, speaking of sex, the weather, the time, dollar prayer, anything better than he can get me. Well, I mean, that's just life because I love my phone more than anything. And I guess now, I guess you could say I'm free and I'm glad. I mean, now we can talk more and we can just gossip all day.
All day, all day, all day.
And that was that. That was the first half of Inside Out Radio with DJ Leaves in the mix. Keep it locked. We're going to hit some commercials, but he's going to be here for the last half. Shoutouts to him. Shoutouts to my phone. Shoutouts to Jules.
October Discorder.
Put it down now. And give me my
November issue.
That's right. Stop reading the October issue of Discorder now. Pick up November's Discorder for features on Ichuda, Media Democracy Days, Tim the Mute, Safe Amp Society, Want, and Seekers International. Plus, interviews with the organizers of the James Black Gallery, comedian Sophie Bundle, and more. Thanks to this month's advertisers, Vinyl Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Zipcar, Jazz Records, Live Van, The Astoria, Don't Argue, The Rio Theater, Timber Concerts, Unit, Pit, Mint Records, and The Wise Hall. Pick up an issue of Discorder around town or read online at discorder.ca.
Well, well, well.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
And we're back. Keep it locked.
Thank you.
kingdom, look at my heart. Look at my kingdom, look at my car. Look at my kingdom, look at my car. Look at my kingdom, look at my car. We'll be right back.
Alright, that was that. Another hour of Inside Out Radio. Shouts out to Levi. DJ Leaves coming through.
Thanks
with
for
the
tuning
tunes.
In.
Yeah. Thank you for playing. Okay, if you're in Seattle on Sunday in a green room or in a sunroom.
Sunroom.
You'll be playing somewhere.
Yeah. It's I believe I've been there before. It's the north end of Seattle.
So somewhere. Just drive around.
I have no clue where it is. Sorry.
North Seattle, also known as North Seattle.
There you go. I can't clarify. So if you're driving around North Seattle and you hear music, it's probably Levi. Yeah, I mean, the weekend, you have Kyle Hall playing on Saturday. You have Side Chick on Saturday with myself and Jules, homeboy Jules. So hit that one up. Anything else? Any?
No, that's pretty good.
There you go.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, of course.
Play again.
Yeah. Cool. That was.